not knowing how we'd get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and stepped in. And everything we need, you supply. You've got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs are against the wall and it looks as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. When our backs are against the wall and it looks as if it was over, you made a way. Hallelujah. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. 'Cause you moved mountains. You called the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because you move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because you made a way. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. You moved mountains. You caused walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because you made a way. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. When our backs are against the wall and it looks as if it was over, you made a way. And we stand in here only because you move mountains. You cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we stand in here only because you made a way. You made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way. how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but I'm grateful. Don't know how, but I'm grateful. Don't know how, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Oh, don't know why, but I'm grateful. I don't know why, but I'm grateful. And we're standing here only because you made, you move mountain. You move mountain. You move mountain. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You call walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause chains to break. 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 Giants fall. Giants fall, giants fall, giants fall, 'cause you move mountains, ha. You move mountains, yeah, you move mountains, yeah, you move mountains, you cause more, you move mountains, you move mountains, you cause walls to fall, you cause walls to fall. You perform miracles, perform miracles, and you're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. I don't know how, but you did it. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. I don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Do this name. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. Well, good morning to everyone. Again, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, and we thank you for joining us. Let us take a moment to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We love you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you have looked beyond our faults and supplied us with every single thing that we need. We thank you because you continue to make ways out of no way for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have kept us. So we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you have given a mission and mandate to our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you for their yes that has kept us for almost 10 years. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your joy. Father God, we thank you for the speaker that will come forth today. We ask that you would increase as they decrease. I pray that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated and unhindered in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We lift up Artist Life and the Artist Life family to you, the Diaz de Leon family, God. Continue to transform lives all over the world, Father. Father, we just bless you and we praise your name and we thank you that you continue to make a way for us, Father. And we don't know how you do it, but we are so glad that you did. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to ask if our greeter will, not our greeter, I am the greeter. I'm going to ask that our host will come to the line. Host, are you there?
I am here, greeter. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for stepping in. God bless you. Hey, that's understandable. You're out there on the West Coast. It's 5:05 dark. Okay. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. So appreciate
it's old
you.
Dark 30.
Oh, dark 30. That's what they call it. Hallelujah. Well, thank you again for seating and greeting everyone this morning. With the love of the Lord in your heart and the way you are greeting everyone, it doesn't seem like it's that early in the morning, and we so appreciate you. Just giving God glory for another day, another opportunity to uplift the name Jesus. Minister Roslyn, he made a way. Yes, he did, because he is the way, the truth, and the light. Thank you so much for ushering us in, allowing God to use you this morning. He made a way. Praise God, praise God. We give God glory this morning. I want to say good morning to the TMC family and friends. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are so thankful to God that the storm passed over. Hallelujah. And it is well. And just sharing a little bit about this call, it started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we are so thankful that they said yes to the Master with the Word of God. And it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that, we encourage you to invite others to come to this call. This is a good way to start their day with the Word of God and with the singing and worshiping God early in the morning with our psalmists that come on every morning. We just give God glory for all of them. And we do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that messages have been archived there, so you can always get a word whenever you want one. So go back there and also see the bios of the speakers as well as the theme for this year. In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Oh, that's so prophetic, and I think this is manifesting as we speak these words. They are manifesting today, giving God glory. Hallelujah. Now, you might want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany did so wonderfully, as a psalmist, as Minister Rosalind did so wonderfully. And then you can greet hosts, which is what I'm doing now. And then you may even have a word from the Lord that you want to reveal to us and let us know what God has placed in your heart. We are open to receive what God has given you. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what started us all together is, for most of us, is this wonderful health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established well over 30 years, and now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, where the best products, I'm telling you, the very best products to help you with your health. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be able to share more information with you. And with that, every morning, Monday through Friday, right after this call, there's a morning motivational call that's held, and you can get more information with what's going on with our health and wellness products. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And if you need a bypass number, you with some company, a phone company that's not allowing you or your loved ones to get on the call, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome, dynamic woman of God who is always ready to pour into us what God has given her. And I tell you, she'll step in anytime when needed and when she's available. And we're so thankful for her. We're talking about none other than Minister Prophet Kai Brown. This lady was born in New York City and lived in Norcross, Georgia, and she is now planted in San Antonio, Texas. And I tell you, she has been serving as an electrical engineer since 1996. She has also been ministering since well past, say, 2000, and she has been serving God as God has poured into her. She's been pouring into others. We thank God that she is a woman of leadership. She is a woman who has raised a wonderful son, Christopher. She is a woman of God who has become an author. She has a book called God, When God Births the Ministry. She's also the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. We thank God that she is a part of our Master's Call. So I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our wonderful woman of God, Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai? Prophet Kai?
I am here, my Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you to our amazing prayer general for just hosting us with such Jesus joy. And I thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes in founding the Master's Call, how we can all be here together each Monday through Friday to receive a word from the Lord. And, of course, we know that all praise, all glory, and all honor go to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, where would we be? So we're just going to get right into the word this morning, and I just thank God that he just continues to just impart wisdom and to just bring forth just new revelation from his word every time I open it up. So today's scripture reference is going to be Proverbs 1 and 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So today's title is Don't Be a Fool, Get Wisdom. Don't be a fool, get wisdom. So as I was reading Proverbs 1, I just, you know, the Lord just began to minister to my heart. It's like people in this world are doing foolish things. They are despising wisdom. And you can see this in the things that are happening just all over the country right now. In cops killing young black men, cops killing young black wisdom. These are people who despise wisdom. And so they are acting foolishly. And so the Lord said, but if you tell my people to hear me clearly, a reckoning has had to come with the racism and the sexism and and all of the isms that mankind practices, because that is foolishness. That is not getting wisdom. So he had to bring this to a head. It had to erupt so that we could move forward in him. So when the Lord ministered that to my heart, he says, they don't fear me. So it's easy to look at people and fear them. But if they feared me and I was their focal point, then the fear of the Lord would help them obtain knowledge and get wisdom. But instead, they tend to walk around or choose to walk around foolishly. And so I just really begin to seek God. Okay, Lord, what do you mean? What do you mean? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's just the starting point. He gives us a place to start, reverencing him. Fear not as in being scared of or afraid, but to reverence the Lord is where knowledge begins. That's where we start. That's our jumping off point, as you know, my millennial would say. And so I said, okay, Lord, but how do we get there? How do we get there? Don't be a fool. Get wisdom. Well, what does the Bible say about wisdom? Where there is no guidance, a people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. See, where there is no guidance, where people can just run off here and there and do willy-nilly whatever they choose, where there is no guidance, a people fall. That means society falls. That means we can have eruptions like we're having right now. Because there is no guidance. No one is listening to what God says and following the path. The Proverbs 12 and 15, the ways of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. See, the way things are structured in this world, we think we know it all. We've got it under control. We're running things and look at the situation we're in when we are running things, when our wisdom and knowledge is placed above God. So we have to make sure that we as his servants, we as Christians are following through and showing the world the wisdom and knowledge of God through our actions, through our words, through our deeds. See, we have to be a living epistle. That means a living example of what the love of Christ what the love of Christ looks like. What the wisdom of God looks like. Don't be a fool, get wisdom. And the word tells us in James 3, 13 through 18, that there are two kinds of wisdom. So we're going to start with verse 14. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly. Then we'll jump to verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, then considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. See, there are two kinds of wisdom, that earthly wisdom and that wisdom that comes from heaven. And we are given the choice of what wisdom we choose to follow. So we have to make sure that we are submitting ourselves to that wisdom that comes from heaven, from God, from his righteousness, and not the wisdom that comes from the earth or mankind. So we have to make sure that we are seeking wise counsel, that we have those who are further along spiritually than we are, that we can turn to when we aren't right and we know we're not right. But we also have to have the wisdom to keep our mouth shut in those times where we know that our spiritual is, our physical is not lining up with our spiritual. We have to have the wisdom that comes from heaven to know, hey, I shouldn't say that, even though it's true and it's honest, but it's not edifying. So we have to be in a place where we can say, okay, you know what? I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be still. I am going to fear the Lord, which is the starting point of knowledge, instead of being foolish and speaking out of turn. Transparent moment. Me personally, I've had this situation approach me this week where I have a very good friend who has disappointed me and hurt my feelings. But because I knew I was in my flesh, and if I had spoken the truth to her at that moment, it would not have been in love. Instead, I would have told her exactly what I was thinking and exactly how I was feeling. So rather than answer a phone call in that time, I had to step aside, seek that extra counsel from a woman of God so that I would not step out and burn a bridge that didn't need to be burned. So see, we have a choice. We can choose to glorify our flesh in that moment, or we can choose to be still and be quiet and choose wisdom. Don't be a fool, get wisdom. And we all go through those things. And we all end up in those situations where we want to speak the truth. Not lovingly, but just the truth, and let the chips fall where they may. But that's foolish, because then you tear down or burn down things that don't need to be burned down. So we have to make a choice. We have to make a decision. Are we going to fear the Lord, which is the beginning of knowledge? Are we going to be foolish and not seek wisdom? But I tell you today, fear the Lord and seek wisdom. Don't be a fool. Get wisdom. Because God makes it available to anyone who will come and seek it. Proverbs 24:6, for by wise guidance, you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors, there is victory. It's okay to need help. It's okay to ask for help. Doesn't make you weak. Doesn't make you less than. It means you know yourself well enough to say, okay, Lord, I'm not there yet. It takes wisdom to be able to do that. We have to make sure that as we are walking this thing out, especially right now with the coronavirus and the pandemic, we have to choose wisdom in how we do things. So we have to make a decision that we're going to, you know, even with everything opening back up and them saying, y'all know how I feel about getting back to normal. Y'all know I'm not going back. I'm heading forward to Dodge new normal. But, you know, in the world, they say, oh, things are getting back to normal. People are walking around, no mask, no gloves, no hand sanitizer, as if the pandemic is over. But I submit to you, that's foolish. Because we see every day where still thousands of people are dying of the pandemic, of the coronavirus. Don't be a fool. Get wisdom. I'm not saying shut yourself off from the world, but when you go out into the world, at least go prepared with your mask on. Not shaking hands, using hand sanitizer, washing your hands. Be vigilant about your own health. We have to make sure that we are doing our part and being that light. Let the light of Jesus shine through us. And if we're out there being foolish, then they would, the people see, oh, they're Christians. Yeah, so God must be a fool too. But no. See, our job is to go be that living example. And that means choosing wisdom. So we have to make sure that as we are walking this out, that we are not being fooled, but that we are choosing to get the wisdom that comes in the multitude of counselors. It's okay to seek help. That doesn't mean you need to call up all your girlfriends. Ooh, girl, this is what it is. This is, you know, no, I'm not saying that that's the way. I'm saying seek godly counsel. Let us be clear. Everyone is not ready for your stuff. God had the Holy of Holies that he only let certain people in, and so should we. See, that's an example of us following his wisdom. So we have to make sure that we are doing our part. And I love the way Proverbs 3:17 states this, but wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Think about that. That is what the wisdom that comes from heaven is. So imagine sprinkling a little of that around everywhere you go. Pure, then peace-loving, considerate, then submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Imagine if we had that roaming the earth instead of discrimination and injustice. So it's our job to show the world that, to be that living epistle, to be that example of what wisdom from heaven looks like. It's up to each of us to choose today. We have to make the choice every day not to be foolish, but to get wisdom. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Don't be a fool. Get wisdom. Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. I tell you, that was the word that was definitely needed in this day's time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. We will now go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are the God of our salvation. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the God who gives wisdom, Lord. And you told us if we lack wisdom, to ask. So we're asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you give us wisdom. And Lord, as we get wisdom, that we will continue to get wisdom as we pour and look to you, pour into your spirit, pour into your loving kindness and your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, Father God, because you are pouring into us. And God, we thank you for this awesome woman of God who have given us your word to not be a fool, but to get wisdom. So we ask, Lord, that you pour even the more into Prophet Kai and her son, Christopher. We ask you, Father, that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We ask you, Father, that you pour virtues of blessings on top of blessings, Lord God, love, wisdom, understanding, and your peace, Lord God, your joy like never before. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and their coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. We thank you, oh God, for your people of God who are going through health challenges, Father God. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And, Lord God, we thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. You watch over your word to perform it, so we call them healed, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the midst of this country, Lord God. Lord, we know that everything is not nice to see or pleasant to look at and what have you, Father, but you told us in your word that you would take everything and work it out for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. And you even told us, Lord God, that, lo, I am with you always. I have everything in control. We thank you, Father God, as we put our trust in you, knowing, Father God, as we do the work that you called us to do, we are your people who are called by your name. We ask that you just pour, Lord God, like never before, and get the glory that belongs to you. Lord God, we don't understand everything, but we don't have to. Knowing that we put our trust in you, you have everything in control, and we thank you. Lord God, we ask that you touch the bereaved families, Lord God, especially Minister Sharon and her family, Lord, during this bereaving hour, Lord God, of her father-in-law and who has been a minister among the people in their community. Father God, touch them like never before. We ask that you continue to touch Prophet Kai and her family, and Minister Wanda and her family, Minister Keisha and her family, Minister Cynthia and her family, the Clark family, the Brown family, the White family, Lord God. You know who all who are going through, Father God. We're asking that you just touch these families like never before. You promised that you never leave us or forsake us, so thank you, Father, for reminding them that you are there with them. Lord, thank you for our Dr. P.K. Roberts Fadden and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to strengthen them. Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, keep them, Father God, like never before. Thank you for Artist Life and what you're doing in that organization, Father God, in every aspect. We thank you, Father, because as we seek your face, we know that you're doing the work. Bless the people that are on this call and those that had a desire and could not be on it. We ask that you continue to strengthen them. Let this day be a day of many blessings. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, listen, I know you want to share this message with someone. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The motivational call is next, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning. He made a way. Yes, he did. And thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, stepping in and seating and greeting everyone, and starting our day with that awesome prayer and Prophet Kai, I tell you, you are definitely a jewel, and we so appreciate you for stepping in and giving us a word from the fresh throne room of heaven. Glory to God. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you again, our amazing prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, and of course, Minister Roslyn for setting the atmosphere, and Minister Tiffany for being such a wonderful, just servant, always ready to step in. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you for just allowing us to come together again, to be in your midst, to hear what thus says the Lord. Father, and as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we are choosing wisdom, getting wisdom, and not being foolish. So, Lord, we love you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. We'll continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.